Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Genesis 45 verses 1 to 15 and Hebrews 3 verses 1 to 6. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled Holy Partners in a Heavenly Calling.
First reading is taken from the book of Genesis as we continue the story of Joseph and coming to quite close to the end of it. Genesis 45, 1 to 15.
Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Send everyone away from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land for these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither ploughing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And now, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my own mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father how greatly I am honored in Egypt and all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, while Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him.
Thank you very much, Chris. And then our New Testament is short reading taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, holy partners in the heavenly calling, consider that Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. Yet Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses, just as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that would be spoken later. Christ, however, was faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if we hold firm to the confidence and the pride that belongs to hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So yeah, the phrase that for me caught my attention is this: what does it mean to be, or and the privilege to be, a holy partner in a heavenly calling? We are partners with God himself through grace, by the grace that has been given in Jesus Christ and God's Holy Spirit, who's opened our eyes and our hearts to that truth. I don't know if you have ever seen the Spider-Man movies, or you know a little bit of the story. We're going through them again, and usually I don't like to watch a film twice, very rarely. But for the sake of my family and my son who hasn't seen the Spider-Man, we've just looked the number one and we are number two, which is very early. Plus there is a lot of them. There are about nine, I think. They're three trilogies of different actors. But that's the very, very beginning. And if you don't know the story, he's bitten by a spider and he lives with his uncle and aunt. And in the first movie, he let someone escape, a kind of criminal who just steals some money because he just won a contest, and the person who was supposed to give him, I think, $1,000 only gave him $100, and he feels very cheated. And at that scene, a thief comes inside the room and steals all the money, and he just let him go. Because he said, "Well, you've been unfair to me, so I'm not going to." But that person who flees is the person who unfortunately hijack the car of his uncle, and in hijacking shots the uncle, who in the film dies. But just before that, he had the conversation with Parker, who's a Spider-Man. And as a grown-up to a teenager turning into an adult, and he says he didn't know anything about Parker having any powers, but about the responsibility of growing up into adulthood and making something in our world that blesses others. And he says, "With great powers comes great responsibilities." And so it's with that kind of phrase from Spider-Man movie that I read, what does it mean, you know, that the great responsibilities we've been given, the great privilege to be a holy partner in the heavenly core. And it's interesting at the end that it speaks about, you know, holding firm the confidence and the pride. It's interesting, the words. I might want to look at the Greek, what the Greek word is, that pride. But we can not only be confident, but proud of that hope, because there is nothing that compares to the promises we find in Jesus. There's nothing in our existence that compares to what we receive through Christ, the forgiveness of sins. The assurance that death has been defeated through his resurrection, and that we are called children of God, and that's why we can call each other brothers and sisters. So for me, I will travel with that today. How do I partner, continue to partner, walk with God, and use that through my time of Lent, the privilege we are to partner with God. And we don't do that on our own. We're part of a body in the church, and we have all different roles and places in that body, but we're also part of a community, and we all are called to be light and salt in that place. So it's quite exciting. Yes, we haven't received great powers in the sense of it's not our power, but we are in a place through Christ of great influence through the Holy Spirit. We can be instruments of great blessings to others. And so that brings all kind of responsibilities to walk with God humbly and faithfully. So yourself, anything else in this passage or in Genesis?
The Genesis reading, I thought it was impressive how Joseph was not judgmental of his brothers who had tried to sell him into Egypt and banish him.
Yeah, that
In
point.
fact, at the end of this passage, he ends up kissing his brothers and encouraging them for their future. And I think that's just such a powerful story, isn't it? That we do all of us rush to judgment sometimes, and not see a point of view maybe that God has got for that person. And I can think of my late mother-in-law who was always very gracious about different views that people had, and she would always try and see their point of view and not argue against them. I think that's a wonderful quality to have.
I think the story of Joseph, except they were swapping the son and father around, is quite like the prodigal son, because there's somebody being away. When they get back, there's every reason for all the anger in the world, and the anger is replaced by rejoicing that people have come together again.
In this powerful sentence, so it was not you who sent me here, but God. So that's sort of God's sovereignty despite the injustice.
Yes, I suppose for me it's being satisfied. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but to know not know the ending. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of circumstances in my own family, and we all go through different seasons, don't we? And you think to yourself, "God, if I could only see how this is going to work out." Just had that gift that maybe it won't work out in the way that we hope, but it will be the way that God wants to work out. If you scroll back a minute, if you would,
Yeah,
Fabian,
to
the little bit in Hebrews that jumped out to me, and your explanation is sort of the last. It's the last sentence. Christ, however, was faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if we hold firm to the confidence and pride that belongs to hope. We are his house. I just think that the reassurance that we are in his house and God is protecting us, that's just how it, bit of tingle factor there. It's just, and we remain in his house, he will remain in us. And it just gives great comfort if you are walking and a bit of an unknown, whether it's health issues or whatever the issue is. You could say the world issue as we see it now. If only we could see what the end looks like at the moment. But we have that knowledge that we are in his house and he is protecting us. So yeah, that was bit off the
No,
walk.
that's it. And I think interesting also, I mean, Moses' faithfulness, Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant. And we might think, oh, his faithfulness is about, leading the Israelites out of Egypt and being the instruments to bring about the law. But the faithfulness is his to testify to the things that would be spoken later.
Later, yeah.
So it was the faithfulness is pointing to Christ. That's how he's remembered to be faithful about. And that's a great encouragement for us. Yes, by grace there are fruits that we can see, and maybe was in a church or a ministry, or people are called to start charities that greatly bless. But the main thing is how it points to Christ and what other people through that comes closer to God and in Christ. And that's our call to faithfulness, to be pointers to Christ through our lives and through our words. And like you said, we are his house. So it's still Christ through us who continues to do his ministry and his work. And I wonder, in Greek, the tense, a certain verb in a certain tense can speak quite powerfully, because tense functions a bit differently than in English or Latin in French. So was faithful seems that, you know, this is the past, but there is a specific tense that you have an action that is completed in the past, but that has ongoing results in the present. And I think mostly that's what's that kind of past. He has completely completed the work on the cross and through the resurrection, but the results of that are still very much alive today. So that's why we can count on his faithfulness. So it's not just that he was faithful then and that's it, but his faithfulness is ongoing in his house, and we are part of God's faithful presence and ongoing work in the world. So quite amazing.
Yes.
So let's pray with that, with confidence and pride in the hope that we hold, that we are known by God. He knows us by name. He's given us the Holy Spirit as a pledge for what is to come. And we are brothers and sisters build up in that kind of amazing body, and Christ is the head. So Father, we come to you with, again, fresh gratitude for all that you have done for us. As four here present, the body represent at St. James, the church, the brothers and sisters that we know and are part of an amazing family, local family and global family.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.